Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
You're on Heart to Heart. I am Sibongile Mofokeng and I'm with you up until 3 o'clock. What a beautiful way to just say hello to the family of Radio Pulpit. CRC Music, open the gate. And I'm excited. What a different day it is today. I think when it was raining, yesterday, and it was pouring, it was hail all over. I was preparing for today because today is totally different. So it was just ushering us into December, and we thank God for the rain. I'm so sorry about those who have been affected. My house also has been affected by the rain. But yeah, God is so good. We thank Him regardless. And I'm so delighted. Why do I say something is totally different today? I gotta say this. And welcome a beautiful queen in the studio, all the way from Kenya. And I'm talking about Tez Waka Waka.
I knew you were going to do that.
Because this is Africa. How are you, Tez?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me. Thank you for inviting me. It's an honor. It's a joy.
Yeah.
It's a blessing, and I'm looking forward. I'm surrounded by amazing men of God. There's going to be a lot of anointing. My marriage is going to be refreshed this morning. And thank you for having me. Let me try pronounce your surname, then you can try pronounce mine.
Okay.
Can you pronounce it the way you want me to do?
Okay. Yours again. Give me the other surname.
Libanze?
Libanze. Yes. Did I say it correctly?
Oh, you said it like a Kenyan. Maybe we'll try yours next time.
Libanze.
Yes.
Yeah, mine next time. Mofokeng.
Mofokeng.
Abon, you got this. And this is how we normally welcome our girls. So how's Kenya? How are the marriages doing in Kenya?
Oh, I think it was really divine that I came in the day that there's a discussion on marriage, because my husband and I have a singles ministry. We mentor singles into marriage. And there's always a lot of questions, and I'm sure the pastors in the studio can agree with me. People are always seeking information. They want to understand. They want to know. And in Kenya, we have a lot of marriage problems, a lot of finances.
I'm sure common
Yes,
to
common,
us as
and
well.
I think we can relate with everything that's happening here, though we're all in Africa.
How long have you been in South Africa?
It's been a month now.
And?
Yes, a month. Yeah. I'm a new mom, so I'm just helping my baby look around and getting to learn a little bit of South Africa. It's a beautiful country.
But how? Oh, so you're finding it to be beautiful?
Yes, I think. Did I tell you I'm a Christmas fanatic? I don't play with Christmas. So Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, already? Already. Let's just take a moment and also welcome Pastor Khwari. How are you, sir?
I'm very, very, very well, Sibongile. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm going to, today, you're Pastor Ernest. I'm going to use your name.
Oh, okay.
So that Tez knows who are we talking to.
Yes.
And are you good?
I'm very well. And thanks to Tez, how are you doing? You well?
I'm well, Pastor.
A rose among the thorns.
Yeah. Oh, my. Are you thorns?
You've started.
I normally don't call them thorns, Tez. To me, they are lilies.
It's perspective.
No. But they can't be lilies because Jesus is the lily. And they can't be thorns.
Okay.
So they are daffodils.
Oh, my.
Dandelions.
Yes. You know? Yes.
Pastor Archibald.
Yeah. Sibongile.
How are you?
We're so well.
Are you agreeing that you're a thorn?
No, I don't. I'm not a thorn. I'm trying an old man in our pastor's forum. We had one lady there.
Yes. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the old man used to call her pearl of the show.
Oh, okay.
Wow. So, Tez, it means you're the pearl.
Yes. Exactly. Yes.
So we've been embarking on, we've been on this talk for some time now. We spoke about the in-laws last week. And yo, Tez, I was ashamed because I'm also known as an in-law. You know, I got my brothers who are married to my sisters.
Yes.
So that name, just the title in-law, I was like, I'm changing it.
Let's use in love. We use in love.
You know, yeah. In love, actually family.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
And according to DNA and science, once my brother marries this woman, becomes 100% my brother.
Yes.
You know, so there's nothing like in-law.
Yeah.
But hey, I was like, so in-laws do this. Oh, puzzles.
It's a heavy one.
Yeah, and the first one that we discussed was secrecy. People keeping secrets in their marriages.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that married couples were... Why would you hide something from your husband or from your wife? For me, it was like, okay, what is that?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But today we are moving to another common challenge that's there.
Yes.
Can I allow Muruti Ernest to tell us where are we heading to today?
Oh, thank you so much, Sibongile. Yes, we're talking about parenting. And did we say and step parenting? Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, we are going to be addressing that parenting. And let me start by saying, Sibongile, parenting... or issues are just an ongoing, difficulties that parents normally would encounter when parenting their children.
Mm.
And these challenges or issues, they frequently include communication, emotional strain, and discipline.
Mm.
It's part of the things that which we are going to be looking at, and also talking about the lifestyle balance.
Hmm.
Although these challenges are common, we as parents may respond to them with patience and, workable answers if we are aware of them. So these are common challenges that are there in our marriages. These are some of the difficulties that worries us as parents, the conflicts that which are there between the children, also when we talk about step parenting and so on, is part of this, the problems that which are there. But otherwise, we are going to, outline more on that.
Mm-hmm. What is one of the mistakes that we do? Let's say I'm getting married to a man who already has children and he's getting married to me. I already have a son.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of these mistakes that we do when we are going into that marriage?
I think from personal experience, one, we are not considered when the two initiate to love each other.
Yeah,
they don't choose.
Think about the children.
They don't think about us. Mm. They don't bring us into the picture.
Okay,
it's about them.
Yeah,
and when they've decided, when they are in, we just follow.
Mm.
And that's where then we find ourselves wanting, because we don't know how to address this new parent, how to honor this new parent, because we were never prepared for this new parent. The new parent just came in without us, and that's the main big challenge, because we are there as kids with this new mom that we don't know, and these are lovey-doveys, and we don't know anything. And that's the first mistake they do.
Okay.
Because we are not prepared. We are not told. We are not invited into the party. And maybe, I would say, maybe those olden days, I don't know now. And then you find yourself as a child within this step-parent, and you don't know how to address this step-parent.
Mm-hmm.
And the second mistake is that we are not even given a chance to sit down and be told the rules of how to go about this thing. And then the third thing, which is a mistake, you find that if it's a man, this woman comes first, we are second. Whatever he decides, when we go to him and ask for something, he'll refer us to the partner. And the partner doesn't take us positive sometimes. These are the few mistakes that we do when we come to step-parenting, especially if you marry where the other person has kids. Like, for instance, simple example, myself. You know, my stepmom came with her children. They were bigger than us, and we were younger than them. And when they visit, we must work them. They sit down, they do nothing.
And
you grow, there's this anger and tension between us. Because now we become slaves of
these servants.
We're servants of these people, So these are the mistakes that we do. as parents when we truly get into stepping into, as you paraphrase it, step parenting. It's very dangerous if it's not well handled. I must say, we were helped by getting saved, because I got saved in that conflict myself. But there was this hatred in between us, because of how we went into this thing, you know, how the parent handled this whole thing. So it's very difficult, I must say. Those are the mistakes we do.
Yeah.
I think what I'm hearing is intentionality from what Reverend is saying, that when you know this is going to be a different kind of marriage, so there's a different way to go about it. And of course, to think about the other person. I really like that you're vulnerable to share that it's going to affect the children if you don't. It's not about the two of you. It's not about, it's the two of you, but the other people involved, and you have to think about them and make decisions that actually.
Yeah.
And it's very sad that those things affect the children. They grow up and they're getting married, because they're going to get married, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And now they're getting affected because of what happened to them
when they were children
in their parents' marriage. So I think we need to be intentional and really think about the children.
But now, okay, I have one question for and then another for Pastor Ernest.
Yes.
Let me start with Pastor Archibald. So, you can't introduce your children to everyone that you meet.
Of course. Mm.
When is the right time to do that? And then to Pastor Khwadi, is it one of the common mistakes as well? If I'm the mother and I'm coming in and suddenly I want to mother them.
Take over.
Yeah. or a father. Suddenly I want to be a father to them. And they know their own biological father, or even if they don't know their own biological father, but I'm coming in and suddenly I'm dead. So is that one of the mistakes that we do? But let me ask, you can't introduce your children
to everyone
that you meet and say, I love you. But so when is the right time to do that?
I think the right time is when now we have taken a decisive decision to marry that person.
Okay.
Just prior before you marry.
Okay.
It's advisable that immediately when that happens, before you can tie the knot, both kids from both sides need to be involved. And actually I was blessed when I listened to Dr. Dobson sometimes ago talking about the same topic. To be saying immediately when you have taken a decision to take another person, just prior before you can stay in one house, kids must be involved. Even if they've got a counselor privately before these two people. Because when you are in there, it's not going to be easy with these kids.
Have you watched Are We There Yet?
Did you just put it in there?
But when Dobson spoke about that, I was like, where was Dobson during my years? Because he says immediately when now intentionally you have decided for that partner to can move in now as a step parent, whether from the father or a mother, then the counselor should be called and bring the kids into the picture to say your dad and your mom, this new person that is coming is so and so, and you need to have a meeting where you talk. You are to be introduced to this person. We kill kids must introduce one to another.
Yeah.
And he says when that guide has been laid, then we are able to communicate, and there must be a guide that makes us know how we're going to communicate from different side as kids with these parents. Because now it's a step-parent coming in, you know. But unfortunately, Sibongile, as you say, this is one of the most difficult things to can take on. But I think with what is happening now presently, God should help us to know that kids are part of this show. Otherwise, if they're not, there's going to be trouble along the way.
You know, I want to dip in something very quick. I personally, I'm grown up, I'm married and everything. My dad remarried. My mom went to be with the Lord. And what happened, it took a year. We had a lot of conflicts because he did not prep us.
Oh, yeah.
what he's saying, because we process things differently. And you can imagine, we're adults. Mm. Imagine if we're talking little children. Mm. We were processing different. One of us was like, I don't want this. I don't want this other one. The other one was like, okay. And so there were mixed reactions between the children because we were not prepped. All of a sudden, there's this new person. So I think the intentionality is important. And just to dig in, scripture is very clear. The steps of a righteous person are ordered by the Lord. And so you pray, as Reverend has said, and God is going to order your steps and tell you how to go about it.
But now when you go in there, do you go as full mom? Full dad. We're doing this? I love children. So
that's please what we call me mommy.
Yeah, that's what we do. That's what we
and
do.
It's very and difficult.
Yeah, it is.
Just this, Wonyile. You know, Tess is mentioning something very important. Mm. Children needs to be prepared.
Yes. Mm.
That process is a process that normally two people who are in love,
forget about
it. They forget about it. And once they forget about it, then they assume that the children will just follow along, you know, to maintain the speed or the level in which the two lovers are in, and which it is not possible.
Mm.
And that's why now we're talking about resistance.
Mm.
That's why we're talking about, you know, hostility.
Mm.
That's the reason we're talking about problems and conflicts between, you know, stepchildren and, you know, the parents and so on. But I'm simply saying, should you want to parent children who are not your biological, it is possible and it is doable. But please do not forget the other preparatory stages that which needs, you know, to be well taken care of. And failing to do so will result, you know, in the children being hostile towards that relationship and so on. So parents, we are simply saying, even before you marry, as Muruti Malungwane has mentioned, even before you tie the knot, make sure you involve the children.
Mm.
And make sure you allow children to process that, because they are not going to be, you know, assuming the same pace that you are, you know, assuming yourself, because you are in love. This is a new relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You see yourself being compatible to each other.
Mm-hmm.
You forget that, by the way, the children are really left behind. And there are a number of reasons why children are now have to become, you know, stepchildren. It could be by way of death, you know, it could be by way of divorce, it could be, you know, other reasons. But because they know and they were used to their biological parent or parents, you know, at times they may feel that this mother or this woman is taking our father away from us.
Mm.
And because of that, now they begin, they want to fight, they want to retaliate and so on. But we are simply saying it is possible to step parent children, but let us not neglect some of the processes there, because these are the processes that has to help us so that we are in the same page with the children.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. All right. But now also another, I saw something. It was not in South Africa, Tez.
Yeah.
It was somewhere in one of our surrounding countries. The mother was getting married. The son is 12 years old and he couldn't let go of his mom because, and it happens in South Africa as well, where you are told that the child will remain with grandmother.
Yes.
And I think I have met a lot of young people or even people who are bitter at this man who took our mom from us or vice versa.
Mm.
Okay, in Sesotho, we say, so whatever that you do is wrong when you're a step-parent.
No, I think we need to know that. I like what Reverend had said, that it's possible. And it's to there's a previous life. I think what sometimes we try to do is we're creating this new relationship. We don't accommodate. Yes, my mom might not be there. Yes, my dad might have divorced with my mom.
Oh, yeah.
But she is in my life. You have to accommodate that, whether it's dead, whether it's through a divorce, it's the parents that divorce. I still have a relationship with my mom, and you have to accommodate that. I think sometimes we come with the, okay, that's gone, that we're starting afresh. No, we're not starting afresh. There's the whole life before you came, and you need to accommodate it. You have to.
All right, but now how far do you go into allowing children, because
Jesus, I've been that child. I've been that child. Pastor literally defined me. There's going to be resistance. We fought for a whole year with my dad because of what was happening. And like you're saying, there has to be the boundaries. And I really want to insist that this is a different kind of marriage. You cannot do it without involving God, because it's not the normal way. You need the wisdom of God. You need the guidance of God. You can just apply it like any normal couple. There's a lot of logics around it, and you need to seek God. And the children are usually the most affected, unfortunately.
But how far? Because there are these families where you meet, you bring the two worlds together, and the child is like, Mom, from the beginning, from the onset, and they love this person. How far do you go with your children before you settle down?
I think with me, because my mom was divorced when my dad moved to the second marriage. I think my biological mom played a big role in my circumstance. Mm-hmm. It was very, very difficult. And then because my mom, when we went back to her to say life, because my mom decided that we should go to my dad because life was too difficult for her. Mm. I mean, she was working in the kitchen. She didn't have much. And as we were growing, she decided, no, I don't have what it takes now, guys, to grow you up. Go back to your dad. And we went back there and we found this new person who adamantly, because they were not saved, they were not Christians, you know, just adamantly said, I'm your mom now, I'm in charge. and she would use words sometimes to say, don't tell me about your mom. You know, like my mom was a failure, you know. But my mom played a big role in that process because when we went back to her, she said to us, no, look, guys, as long as you are not fed poison. As long as you are not fed poison, go back there, cooperate. So that you can go to school and be able at least to go to school, because I can't take any longer. And so my mom played a role in that process.
Encouraged you.
You know, and it took about, I think it took about 2 years. My mom was involved in these 2 years as we were adjusting. And I think then salvation played a big role, I must say. When salvation came in, now we're taught how to forgive, how to love.
And now you have to forgive
as we're going through. So we started forgiving her. We started loving her. We started adjusting to her. And it started becoming easy now to call her mom, herself and my mother.
But Mfundisi, you know? I still need the answer to say, before I settle down, I'm listening to you right now. How far do I go with my children? Do I wait until my children are ready for me to marry this person? Or I told them, and then...
You're not going to force, you have to be in the wedding. No, come and do.
I think, we cannot, in particular, point to say you can go this far at a certain time, because... families are not the same. People are not the same.
Children are not the same.
That's correct. Because we don't see things. Also, the background. Maybe let me say, there are about three factors that I can, you know, put in to contribute in this matter. To say, we do have the biological factors. Biological factors are those factors whereby a child is born under, you know, this family, and you inherit, you know, the norms and, you know, it's some of the things that which you inherit biologically. And at the end of the day, they will contribute towards the affairs of that family. And we also have another factors. I would say these are socio-cultural factors. The socio-cultural factors are also able to can contribute, because we come from different background. And because of the background, the manner in which we were raised, it is not the same way. You know,
sure.
You come from
Kenya.
Kenya, I'm in South Africa. We need to understand the background, the cultural, you know, settings.
Yes.
When we meet, and remember, if we have to come and you parent a child who is not biologically yours, those factors there will also contribute towards that. And another factor that which I can add, it is the factor that I would call the environmental factors. The environmental factors are factors that, you know, the things that which we adopt as we grow, you know, the friends, you know, the system of, you know, the way, all these things, they affect us, the influence that we get from the friends and so on. Now, in terms of the step parenting, the two people are key here to ensure that they are the ones to can, you know, be able to maintain even the discipline. But the challenge would come in a sense that if the mother who is, you know, parenting a child may be afraid to instill discipline because you don't know how far then you should go. You know, there are limitations, you are scared, you don't know which buttons to press, which buttons not to press. And that may create some of the challenges as you parent these children.
Let's take a break. We're coming back, family. You can join our conversation. 012-334-1322. 012-334-1322. The SMS line 37871. Do remember, you'll be charged 150 for your SMS, and our WhatsApp line 082-657-2729. Lenny, I see you. Hello to you. We love you too.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. At a time when darkness grows bolder, we choose to be even bolder in light. We are unashamedly Christian, proclaiming Jesus Christ, the name above all names. After a devastating act of vandalism at Centec, Radio Pulpit 657 AM was forced off air for more than a week. But our mission didn't stop. And now we need your help to come back stronger. Your donation will help us secure our broadcast infrastructure, expand our reach to new communities, keep faith-based programming alive and thriving. If Radio Pulpit has ever lifted your spirit on the road, guided your faith, or brought peace to your home, this is your moment to give back. Text GIVE to 37871 or WhatsApp 082-657-2729 for banking details. Together, we are unashamedly Christian.
And that's who we are. We are unashamedly Christian. You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We gave you awesome sounds coming there from Ngqobile Sibeko. And the title of the song is I Know a God. And yes, at Radio Pulpit, our mandate is to be the connection, the link between Christians, ministries, the truth, even between people and the Lord, as we bring the gospel of to the nation's family. And whether it's relevant information, a divine perspective, or simply a heart that truly cares, Radio Pulpit brings friendships and families into every home within and beyond South African borders. So we are a family that is unashamedly Christian, as Radio Pulpit. And for those who have been with us last week. Thank you so much, those who are contributing and those who contributed last week to our Videothon. Thank you. May God bless you. But you still have a chance to donate and help us secure our broadcast infrastructure, expand our reach to new communities, even, you know, my family, to keep the faith-based programming alive right here and thriving. So you can join in and text the word GIVE to 37871. It's 37871, or you can just send us a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Do you remember, it's Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng. I'm not alone. I'm with Tez.
Yes, I'm going to put in some Swahili. Libanze Waka. Can I put some Swahili? Praise the Lord is Bwana Asi. Fiwe.
Mm-hmm.
Buona asifiwe.
Buona asifiwe.
Good. That's it.
We are not alone. We are with Pastor Ernest and Pastor Archibald. Pastor Ernest Kwadi, Pastor Archibald Malungwani. And we are talking common challenges in marriages, focusing on step parenting and being a stepchild in that as well. Mm-hmm. And so, yo guys. It's not an easy one.
It's not.
Not at all, Sibongile.
You know, this morning, I was listening to a conversation.
Again, can you get your mic closer to you, Mfundisi? Yeah. Say, move it.
Yeah, because this man is a stepdad to this daughter.
Yeah.
And they've been going very well. Now she's 19 and she's pregnant. And the father was trying, the stepdad was trying to talk to her, trying to reprimand her. All of a sudden, she tells him, you're not my dad anyway. Fine, you groom me, but you don't have any power and authority to can say anything to me.
Oh.
And now this man is thinking twice whether to stay to the marriage or to jump out. Because she feels she doesn't have any powers to this young man. You know? So I'm talking from the point of being a stepchild.
Child.
You know, to say, as we have said, that we differ as children. And it all depends, again, that as this girl was growing, what was the guide as they were bringing them up to a point where this lady could respect him, irrespective of, you know, because the guides, too, as they grow these stepkids, are very important. But if you've been not stepping your authority from the word go, trying to build a relationship from point of view of not being genuine. This is what happened at the end, because there are no guidance. You've been just being there, but being very sensitive in what you say to this child. And what, so as the child grows up, then he takes it advantage to say, oh, because he's not sure. Then the child takes it advantage to resist you.
Okay, let me ask this question. In with a couple itself, say, a man is coming into the picture, a new man is coming into the picture, or a new mom is coming to the picture. Is it not the responsibility of the parent, the biological parent, to also protect this one from his or her own children?
You're in love, yo. When you're in love, sometimes I think it compromises a little bit. But I think before everyone can answer that, for me, because I've been in there as a child and as a married woman, I think it's important to know that as a parent, kids will struggle to let go. We will always struggle.
And most of them want their parents, biological parents, to be together.
It is the ideal that what we desire. I want my mom and my dad. In the case of death, it's different because that's death. There's nothing you can do about it. Mm-hmm. But when it's divorce, I would rather, dad, please work it out. That's how a child thinks. And sometimes it's good to sit down with them and let them know. And I think the most important part is to ensure the person you're bringing in the picture really is for the three of you, or for the four of you, for the family. We know it's you who's falling in love, but they're going to have a relationship with me. Mm-hmm. And so we have to be careful when we are remarrying and when you're bringing a new person in the picture.
But Tez, sometimes children can be spiteful.
Yes, now, on the child. Yes, and I think
and
as a child. And we don't know.
So shouldn't I protect you as your spouse from my children?
Yeah, and I think
very important.
Very important, yeah. I think also as a child, for me, children, I'm speaking to all the children, even adult children, we still are children to our parents. It's important to know that your parents is a full human being. They need love like you. They have feelings.
I was sharing with you off air that I said when my father died, I was like, why isn't mom getting married again?
Somebody, most of the children are somebody, like, oh, mom,
she needs a man to tell her you are beautiful. Yes. I love you.
She has feelings.
Yeah. My job before you respond, Hwadi, it's important what you're saying.
Yeah.
My dad never protected us.
Oh.
Never.
Mm.
The word from her partner was very important, whether abusive or not abusive.
Yeah.
Everything goes by her word.
Mm.
So I'm saying to you, it's very important.
To protect the both worlds. So
it's
you protect your children from him or her, and you protect her from the children.
You get what I'm saying? So partners need to protect ladies, because if they don't, I'm just asking myself, I didn't get saved. I don't think I'd be sitting here with you guys.
Yeah.
The way the situation was.
Yeah.
Over to you.
Yes, I wanted to talk about the unrealistic expectation.
Okay.
In the sense that expecting instant bonding.
Come on.
Sure.
That's another thing.
Powerful.
Or assuming that the relationship will mirror that of a biological parent.
Mm.
It's something that needs to be looked into.
Please.
Normally in these relationships, and remember I said, you know, parenting stepchildren, it is always possible. Because of that, it's always possible. The parents need to work hand in hand.
Okay.
We really need to agree even how we are going to discipline the children. Because you will find that the stepmom may struggle one way or the other to bring order in the house when it comes to the children.
Hmm.
If we don't agree as parents, then it creates a loophole to the child.
Hmm.
For a child to come to a point to say, anyway, you are not my biological mother or you are not my biological father, there is a loophole there, you see. So the parents really need to engage together to bring along, you know, ways in which they can set up, you know, the disciplinary measures.
Yeah.
If a child...
Then together.
Yes, together.
Okay.
If they don't do that together,
they'll be divided.
They'll be divided. And that's why then we are talking about, you know, a divided loyalty there, where you find that a child is seeing a parent and says, you are not my biological.
Mm.
But in reality, the fact that you are now, you know, in the family and you are, your father is married to another woman, that woman is your mother.
Yeah.
You must treat that woman as your mother.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though she cannot replace your biological mother.
Yeah.
The fact that she is married to your father. She is your mother.
Mm.
Then the issue of, you know, teaching a child, Pastor Malungwane, you will remember, there's a passage of scripture that says you need to teach a child in a way he should go.
And when he's older, he won't.
Never can part from it.
Now, if parents don't agree on how to discipline children, many problems will arise there. So I want to advise parents to say, agree. And don't open up loopholes, because if you open up loopholes, if a child throws tantrums and the mother is becoming too protective, then it becomes a problem, because you are simply saying it is the father who does not want to pay for your school trip, but I want, then it becomes a problem. So there must be that connection between the parents.
I wanted to just, as Pastor was speaking, I just remember is it Abraham and Haggai? Is it Haggai? Because that's a typical example of what happened. And at some point, she had to leave. God met her at the desert, at the well, and everything. I just want to say that we know that it's a global problem, and there are things we cannot avoid. Sometimes we have to have these blended families. But for people that are listening and they're yet to get into marriage, it is good to just walk with the Lord, because God, the ideal family that God has created is for mother and father and you as especially as a single person, when you're planning your life, you know that it will affect your children. Mm. Of course, there are things we cannot avoid when it comes to stepkids and stepparents. For me, my mom went to be with the Lord. That's different. But when we're looking at situations where there are reasons that probably we would have avoided and had a family the way God has ordained it to be, it would be better to do that. And so for any single person that is listening, we understand the world is evolving and everything, but let's remember the blueprint that God has created for families is that it will be father, mother, and child.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we pray that that is how it should go. But then when these situations come, I think Pastor has given a very, in conclusion, the bonding thing. It takes time. Let me just say, it takes time sometimes, but it will get there.
All things are possible through Christ. All things are possible through Christ.
Yeah, and I think just to add there, that's why I think most of us, we are agreeing on one point of saying the two should take the responsibility.
Mm.
The two must take the responsibility. Okay. That's why the two, just before they come together or move together, they should talk about kids. They should talk about kids and how are they going to handle them and what means are they going to put into, make sure that the whatever guides that they have, so that in turn the very things we've talked about kids are avoided because they've talked about them, you know. Because as a father coming with kids, as Tess has said, you know, the father knew how close you were.
Yes.
You know, he should have told this woman beforehand.
Yes.
To say, I'm very close to my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And may you have a way of how to handle her. You
know? All right.
They need to agree about that. You know, so same applies with the dad coming with his children to this woman. It's so important that they agree and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to curb it here. I'm not quite sure if we have even scratched the surface.
We haven't.
not yet.
Okay,
dropping the ocean.
So it means that we are coming back again next week to talk about it some more. Muruti Archibald, thank you so much, even for being so vulnerable to open up about your own journey personally. You also helped me to say, yeah, I mean, I want my mom to be married.
Yes.
And I still do.
You do.
Yeah. I think if I was
if it to you.
If I was in a movie, I would be one of those children who would put her out there on a dating site.
On the dating site.
I had a very beautiful mom. Okay. Pastor Ernest, thank you so much for also
much
ministering. I think let's continue next week.
Yes.
But for family members who'd like to talk to you directly, how do they do so?
082-452-7387.
Okay, Muruti Archibald, I need you to say it a little bit slower.
Yes. Pastor Archibald Manuwane, 082-452-7387.
7387. Pastor Khadi?
Yes, 082-470-6408. I can repeat it. It's 082-470-6408.
So we're not going to pray about it today, but let's make sure that next time when we wrap it up nicely, we come and we pray about it. May God awesomely keep keeping you as you're taking care of the marriages of his children. May he take care of your needs.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you
so much,
Tess.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that takes us to the 1 o'clock news bulletin. And yes, we're coming back with Tess.
Tapelo ya motho yo lokileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlhagamelwane ya yona.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Pray is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life.
a winning team on the road to eternity.